This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
You're listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7 with Alex Healy, Seth Drylath and Ollie Shelbourne.
We're here to make your Monday blues that little bit better, so thanks for your company. Seth, you're back from your travels.
I am indeed. It was a great, great holiday back in the homeland.
Yeah, Sri Lanka, Singapore.
Yes,
how was it?
Mate. Oh, yeah, it was beautiful. Really, really hot. Very hot and heavy. Humid monsoon season and all that, but it was nice to see family and friends, but it's good to be back and back in the grind.
We are so happy to have you back. We have an exciting show lined up for you tonight, so keep it locked on Eastside. Seth is going to be talking to us about the new Amy Winehouse biopic. Very, very good movie, generating lots of buzz.
Yep. Plus, we'll have a look at how bad the cost of living crisis has really got. Alex will have that story.
And the Melbourne versus Sydney battle has just gotten bigger. I'll tell you why, but first, let's kick off the show with Dua Lipa's latest hit. This is Illusion, and you're on Eastside.
I've been known to miss a red flag. I've been known to put my lover on a pedestal. In the end, those things just don't last. And it's time I take my rose-colored glasses off.
With her fresh smash hit Illusion. My God, I'm so excited for her new album, Radical Optimism. It comes out May 4th, so get excited. Now, from one superstar to another, Amy Winehouse. This is what we've got to talk about right now. The new biopic, Back to Black, is out. It came out April 11th. And it is a sensational movie, guys. I'm telling you.
I think I want to see it. It looks pretty good. I keep seeing the ads come up on, you know, YouTube and TikTok and everywhere. And I'm like, you know what? It actually looks quite interesting.
Honestly, there was a bit of build-up and controversy before the movie came out. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But after going to see the movie, it is one of the movies for the year. Honestly.
What was your favourite part?
I think just the true realness of the movie, because everyone knows Amy Winehouse, very talented singer. I mean, the movie follows her extraordinary life from growing up in Camden in London to chart-topping highs, and I think the addiction that she had with alcohol and substance abuse, that's really shown.
And she never wanted to be famous, did she? She always just wanted to write music, to make music, but she sort of hated the fame and the craziness of that all, which is actually quite sad.
It was her dad slash manager.
Yeah.
He pushed her very, very hard.
He did. And she actually died at 27 of an accidental overdose. So very, very young. The 27 Club. Actor Marissa Abella is the star of Amy Winehouse. She was in the British TV show Skins. You guys ever watch Skins?
I do remember Skins. I didn't watch it, but...
Didn't watch it? Anyway, she's the main actor. And then Jack O'Connell will play Blake, while Eddie Marsan takes on the role of Mitch Winehouse, Amy's father. It will be Abella's biggest role to date, with many fans have already been divided. Over a short clip was released before the movie came out. And I want you guys to have a listen. Take a look.
There's so many lessons to learn. I say you don't know what love is. Get a grip. Because I'm not going to meet your mother anytime.
So what do you guys think? Has she done a good job reimpersonating Amy Winehouse's voice? Or does she need a bit more work?
I think she sounded pretty good from where I was listening.
Okay.
If that was her voice, that's insane. I mean, it's a bit annoying, but it's really, really good.
I mean, like online, a lot of people were, when they first heard it, like myself, I was a bit like, oh, it doesn't sound too good.
But
someone said, why would you guys not use Amy's real voice? That's what they did with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
And
Amy has such a, like, that voice is just so distinct and raspy. And like, I suppose it is quite hard to match that.
No,
I think they did an amazing job finding someone who looks just like Amy Winehouse, and then her voice also sounds like, you just can't get any better than that. And if her voice didn't sound like that,
it's not
then
terrible.
She obviously would have done what Bohemian Rhapsody did. And just put the actual track.
A few people online said, imagine kids from this generation thinking that this is what Amy Winehouse sounds like, someone said. Someone also said, this doesn't show her talent, which is the whole purpose of this movie. Kind of disrespectful.
So people are up in arms.
People aren't very happy, because people have such an attachment to these people that they make biopics about. So if it's not absolutely
You're never
going to
please everyone, though. You're never going to please everyone. People have said as well that Ray, you know the singer Ray, she has quite a similar musical style and song sense to Amy Winehouse. Looks a bit like Amy Winehouse. People have said that she should have got the role as the
lead.
But
does she have the acting chops?
That's true.
She doesn't look, this chick looks so much like Amy Winehouse.
But that would have also been the makeup and the costumes that they've done for the show.
Fair. You can make a similar comparison to like the Super Mario Bros. Movie that came out. Mm. A lot of people were outraged that Chris Pratt was going to voice Mario. But then I'm going to go watch the movie, and he did a really good job.
Yeah.
Same with this one. I think that Abella's done an incredible job with the movie, and it is definitely a must-see.
And you've actually just got to like, detach yourself from who's playing the character and just enjoy the celebration of Amy Winehouse. I mean, we've had Elvis last year. We've had the Bob Marley one. There's a Michael Jackson one coming out. People are loving these musical biopics.
When's
at the moment.
Michael Jackson coming out?
I think it's either late this year or next year. Yeah. And it's nephew Jafar Jackson, who not only sounds a lot like Michael, but also looks a bit like him as well.
No
which is
way.
Really exciting. Yeah. If you were to have one celebrity that you love be like in a biopic, which one would you
Justin
want to go
Bieber.
See? Really? Already? That doesn't need a biopic.
No, he doesn't need one. He has so many documentaries.
I think
and,
a
like,
Prince biopic
out.
Would be good.
A Prince one would be really cool, actually.
Mm. Or when they die, maybe like a... Oh. Who's that? Like you need someone with a bit of an interesting life. Like they could be a great
Adele.
Singer, but they need to have a... But she hasn't done like lots of scandalous stuff on the side.
I feel like the Weeknd one would be...
The Weeknd would be good.
Because he doesn't do interviews.
Yeah.
He's got no secret
life. He's very mysterious.
Yes.
I want to get into the gritty and nitty.
Absolutely. You know, good one, Ollie. You got there in the end.
Actually, you know what? Maybe there's a reason why he doesn't do that, because Zayn Malik, he never ever did interviews.
Yeah.
And then he went on Call Her Daddy, Alex Cooper's podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw the reason why he doesn't do interviews. Uh-huh. He has Tourette's. And like, I could tell. I mean,
oh, yeah, were you?
Yeah, I mean, you? I have Tourette's, and it's not obvious because I contain it, but he obviously was a bit stressful, like
very
being on camera and then also a very famous podcast, and he was ticking, and I was like, but he disguised it the way I do, like a neck crack, and I was like, oh,
Oh my God.
Zayn Malik. I am like 99% sure he has Tourette's.
I think all these celebrities have some sort of hidden thing.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. If you would like to see your very favorite celebrity have a biopic, which one would it be? Let us know on the Breaking Waves Instagram that I always forget. Breaking.waves.eastside.fm. Very, very nice.
Hey, and give us a follow. We need it.
Yes, give us a follow. Coming up, I believe, Ollie, you've got some content for us about Sydney versus Melbourne.
Yeah, so there's a battle, obviously, between Sydney and Melbourne. It's been going on for centuries. And it's just heated up with a very controversial topic. But it's time for our second song of the show. And it would be criminal not to play an Amy Winehouse song. This was released 17 years ago this week. It's a banger, and it is the title of her biopic. It is Back to Black for your Monday evening. You're listening to Eastside.
With Alex, Seth and Ollie.
Okay, guys, we all know that Melbourne and Sydney have been like locked in a battle for the title of Australia's best capital city. I know we all know that Canberra is our capital city, but
yeah.
Melbourne and Sydney have always been battling out to see who is superior. And a recent survey by the American magazine Food and Wine, they've put together a list of the top 11 standout cities for coffee around the world. It's like 180 food and travel journalists have voted. So it's not just like a random list. This is proper like
okay.
research.
All right.
They've released the list and Sydney has actually come out in front of Melbourne.
Yes.
We all know how much Melbourne loves to flex. They're like a coffee culture. Yeah. They're like the go-to for like cool living.
We're all quirky, weird. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, walk on the
but actually,
with no shoes on.
Sydney has come ahead. So I'm going to go through the top 10. We have coming in at number 10, Melbourne.
Okay.
Coming in at number 9, Cape Town.
Oh, okay.
Wow. If you like a coffee with a side of...
Coffee town, more like.
8, London, which is surprising.
I don't like English coffee. It's not good. No.
Amsterdam coming in at number 7.
Number 1 has to be Italy, just putting that out. It has to be Italy.
It's not, though.
No!
Portugal comes in at number 6, Lisbon, Portugal. Milan, number 5.
Alex. Oh, because, yeah, because it's city. You can't be just Italy.
Oh, right. Milan. Well, then Rome.
Okay.
It's the capital. It has to.
San Francisco comes in at number 4, and Sydney number 3.
Nice.
And then Tokyo number 2, Copenhagen number 1.
Tokyo?
Oh, my God.
But Sydney, third in the world.
Okay, that's very
is
good.
Very good for Sydney.
That is amazing.
I know Seth, you love a coffee. What's your go-to order?
I'm very basic, just a normal cappuccino. But what I will say is that Australian coffee, from my travels to England, to Sri Lanka, to all these places, you can't beat it here. It tastes that much better in Sydney. I haven't really met any other place that does it as good yet.
Yeah, I think Australia is known worldwide for its coffee. So it's good to see that we're in the top 10. But Sydney above Melbourne, I think that's a bit of a controversial because Melbourne is like the coffee capital
that's
of Australia.
That's what they say they are.
As if.
That's
no,
what they say they are.
As if.
Have you had coffee in Melbourne? Like, would you be able to compare it?
I mean, I think I've had a 7-Eleven coffee. Yeah. I'm not a coffee connoisseur. I can't taste the difference of like a bean and like a espresso. I'm just like, give me some energy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oat cap is my order though. Alex, what's yours?
When I have coffee, which is rare, like once every 2 weeks, it's going to be almond mocha with extra chocolate.
Because
I'm a child. No, because I don't like coffee. I do not
like the coffee at all.
Like the taste of coffee, no. I only have it to wake up, which is why I need that like extra chocolate.
Realistically, when I think about Melbourne versus Sydney, like I think the one thing that Melbourne always preach is their public transport system, like the trains and stuff.
The trams, yep.
Like, I get
that
it.
That is true.
Like, cool, you got these cute little trams and everything. But the weather, I feel like, in Melbourne ruins it.
Can
debate.
I just say that when I went to Melbourne recently, I only went there because I had to. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone because, like...
Didn't you go see Taylor Swift there?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Well, no, I just... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I went into the CBD. First shop I go into, there was a robbery. Okay, I leave, I go around the corner, and there's about 35 police people just standing there doing crossing training. Like, they were, like, training, like, traffic cops. And I'm just like, did you know there was just a robbery a block away? and then, literally, I go into David Jones, I come out, and then someone has smashed in the glass of this, like, little... like Australian merch store thing. And then there was a big siren going off and I'm thinking, bro, Melbourne CBD is dangerous. I am not going
And all
back.
They're concerned about is how good their coffee tastes.
And it's not Sydney's so much better. But the reason why Canberra is the capital of Australia is because Melbourne and Sydney apparently couldn't
they couldn't agree.
So they just plopped
but
a city
But we all
in
know
middle.
Sydney's way superior.
We do. That east side is in Sydney. You don't get anywhere else.
Exactly.
In other news, this is like moving on completely different, but it's sort of similar in the sense that it's about food. This woman, American woman who now lives in Sydney, has gone viral on TikTok because she's basically said she had to change what her name is in Australia because in this country it means something different than it does over in America.
What? Oh. What is it?
Okay, so let's try and guess her name.
Yeah,
let's try and guess. What her name could be.
It's
going to be different.
Be careful, because I don't have to censor. I'm just
things
I can think of, but I'm not going to say it out loud. So you just tell her.
I'll just tell you. Her name's Devon.
Devon.
Pretty American name, but here in Australia, obviously Devon is that cut of meat that no one wants. It's the guts, the bones. It's like cheapest chips from Coles, probably like $5 a kilo. And she's gone on TikTok and said she basically has to change her name. She now goes by Dev,
Dev, right.
Not just like as a nickname.
It's the cool version of Debbie.
Dev, because apparently her name here means packaged meat.
What?
Which is like a bit like baloney.
Bro, that's like, why is she complaining? I was thinking of something that was racist or something that was like
rude.
Sexist or
yeah,
bad.
Yeah,
but that's
rude,
just
yeah.
like, why is she complaining that she has to change her name?
She's like fully like gone around changing it like on her LinkedIn, on her Facebook, everything. Because she doesn't want to be known as the cheapest cut of meat here in Australia.
Oh, that's girl, the world does not roll around seriously. I don't think we really care, to be honest.
I don't mind that name.
Most American thing ever. Guys, you won't believe it. What they have in Australia.
My
oh
name.
My God.
Shut
God.
Up. Do you have what it takes to become Australia's next Soul Survivor?
No.
Oh, God,
I don't want to.
Applications are open for the next season of Australian Survivor, guys. I think you guys would be good. I'm going to read out what they say because I want to know what reality show you think you could apply for, you could get on, and you could kill.
Okay, all right.
As in, like, do well at. Not just get really bad ratings that it gets cancelled. Okay. Basically, Survivor have said, we're seeking people of all backgrounds and locations around Australia. Mm. You need to be physically and mentally strong enough to survive in some of the toughest conditions ever experienced. You must be able to engage with others, be confident, and be comfortable living in close quarters with strangers. And most of all, you need to be ready to play the game. Would you apply for Australia?
Hell
Survivor?
To the no.
Why wouldn't you, though?
Because, one, I watched the show one time because I...
You
had
just
to.
Thought you'd want... Yeah, okay, no, nice. What a riveting like story, mate.
My ex-boyfriend's family loved it, and okay. So I sat down and watched it, but I was just like, I couldn't think of anything worse than being on that show, because they have to put... I mean, I can't say poor people, because they signed up for it, but they have to eat spiders and, like, jump off cliffs, and it's just... It's just
not, not for you?
No. I mean, obviously, jumping off cliffs, hell yeah.
The harsh conditions part, I think, is the only part that I couldn't do with, like, sleeping, like, being around strangers, engaging with people. I can do that, right?
100%.
But if it's too cold in my room, I put my heating on. So I can't go
into
that. I can't do that. No way.
Okay, I'm fine with that, just eating the insects and eating.
I feel like I could do that.
No, I can't do that.
Like, I'd apply for I'm a Celeb. I got to be a Celeb first. Wait. I got to make that dream happen.
Yeah, I think you'd be good on that show.
Thank you. I think I could eat bugs.
And a free holiday to Africa.
I know, right? Pretty cool. I've always wanted to go to Africa.
Wait, that's so funny. Did you know that Australia is where they have I'm a Celeb for...
The UK.
The UK one. Yeah, yeah.
They go to the Northern Territory.
I feel like I could eat the bugs.
Mm. What, what would you do, Alex, if you could be on any reality show? What do you think you'd be really good at?
Naked and Afraid.
None. Are
Naked
you kidding
Attraction.
Me?
The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Love
no,
Island.
I would not go on any Australia. I would not go on any reality TV. I feel like anyone listening, you're either... for it or against it. You guys are for... You would
like
go on reality TV show? Yeah. I wouldn't. Okay,
what would Ollie go on? Let's talk about...
I'd be like... I could see her in Love Island. Ugh.
That's no, I think I'm a bit more intelligent than that.
Ollie, you're 100% on Love on the Spectrum.
Respect for Love on the Spectrum.
I love
that's
that
really,
show.
Really,
it's a
really, really
great
show.
Show. It's a really
and
good.
I'm so happy that they're finding love.
It's
so
I nice. Actually got through to the fourth rounds of applications for Big Brother 2 years ago.
Really?
No, you did not.
But then...
Wait, how old? You were like 20.
I was 22. No, I was 20.
I thought older people were on
that. Is Big Brother still as popular as it?
No, definitely not.
It got rebooted and it hasn't really taken off as the old seasons, but it's still pretty entertaining. I mean, you have to really use your mind and just in a house. You don't have to like eat bugs. You just eat normal food and just... Like,
it's just,
use your mind
games.
And, like, become friends with people, try and get votes. I think I'd be good at that. You'd be good at My Kitchen Rules, Alex. You're really good at cooking.
Ha, funny.
Hey, guys, I'm serving up my mime off spaghetti.
I heard there was one show called Travel Guides.
Oh, that would be fun.
I think I'd love to go on Travel Guides.
So you and a mate, or, like, you and your family, and you, like, just travel around the world and just, like,
basically... You review places.
No way.
And you do challenges in these places.
Joking?
Yeah,
I would so do that.
We should apply.
We should actually do that.
Pretend that we're a family.
I'm going to run through some other shows that are going through applicants right now. If you're listening and you're wanting, you know, a bit of excitement in your life. First Dates, The Voice, Selling Houses Australia.
Wait. First Dates.
It's like you
I know, I've seen that. Yeah. Would you go on it?
I haven't watched it enough to know.
No, thank you.
The Chase would be good.
I'm not smart enough for The Chase.
Winning some money.
I couldn't do that.
F-Boy Island, you're Alex? Honest.
No, God, no. That's tacky.
Tacky. Farmer wants a wife.
No.
Yeah. You could run off into a nice little farm somewhere.
That hello there, little lady. Come out here and shear the sheep with me, why don't you? Little farmer boy.
Okay. No.
Fair enough.
I would not go on that because...
But you have to win some money, and I think money is so important, especially now in the cost of living crisis.
You know what? You know?
Yeah, some of these shows, like $100,000 cash.
Can I just say, I think that says a lot about my character. I wouldn't even go on it for the money. I don't want to mess around with someone's feelings on TV and then... get the prize money, and then they're heartbroken. I just couldn't.
Enough.
I mean, not that I would break hearts.
Just try win the lotto, because didn't you get an electricity bill the other day that was pretty expensive?
Yeah, I'm not happy with it. The electricity bills are so high at the moment. It's my very first one. We'll get into it after this next song. One of Seth's favourites, Shower by Becky G on Eastside.
Something about you got me feeling like I can't be without you. Anytime someone mention your name, I be feeling as if I'm around you. Ain't no words to describe you, baby. All I know is that you take me high. Can you tell that you drive me crazy? Cause I can't get you out my mind. Think of you when I'm going to bed. When I wake up, think of you again. You are my homie, lover, and friend. Exactly why you light me up inside like the 4th of July. Whenever you're around, I always seem to smile.
again. You are my homie, lover, and friend. Exactly why you light me up inside like a 4th of July.
Becky G and Shower.
Speaking of showers, they are expensive. Got my first electricity bill and I am not happy. I was expecting like the average for New South Wales is $345 for the average quarterly electricity bill. I could say it was not that.
What was it?
It was a lot more. I'm not going to tell you my electricity bill. It is split between two people, but showers are actually really expensive.
Yeah, I didn't even realize showers used electricity.
Okay, guess what percentage of an electricity bill, hot water, takes up? We're just going to say that that's
10%.
That's a decent guess, actually.
What's yours?
I'm going to say 12 to be edgy.
25%.
Oh, my God.
But to be honest,
that's going to get worse as we get into winter as well.
Mm-hmm. It is, but that's hot water is 25% on average of your electricity bill. Showers take up 26% of the household's water consumption. God. But then, as in like in that 25%.
It costs to be clean.
No, but then toilets. Toilets are 20%.
Toilets?
Yeah.
How is a toilet within that 20%? I know.
No, well, because hot water, because, okay, in your electricity bill, it costs money to run.
Pterodactyl in the studio.
We've lost it. He's laughing too much. You have
funny?
A bro, you have a hot water. You have a heater.
Pro me. Yeah, heater. Okay, I get the heater.
It
I get
costs
the oven. I get
electricity.
The fridge. Electricity. But... Oh, because
it costs money to heat water. Exactly. That's where the electricity, the 25% comes from. But not as bad as heating and cooling, which is 40% of your overall electricity bill.
So can you just tell us your bill? Because I'm intrigued.
Okay. No, I'm not going to share my bill. It was just $200 more than the average.
That's
and if like, for like two people, I'm not happy.
So $568. That's expensive.
It is expensive. I didn't think it was going to be that much.
Is it more expensive in certain areas? Because I feel like when I was living at home, mine wasn't, and I never got to that expensive.
So just be careful of your energy consumption going into the colder months.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Eastside N9.7 Breaking Waves with Alex, Seth, and Ollie. It's been a pleasure having your company with us.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Anzac Day this Thursday. Hope you get up on some two-up.
Yes, mate.
And we'll see you next Monday afternoon.
Follow the Breaking Waves Instagram, breaking.waves.eastsidefm.
Bye.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.